quick thank you to all the Bushite killers out there. Excellent work. We all recognize the Bushite as enemies to America, enemies to the American Constitution. Demanding that evidence no longer be a requirement to convince us who is evil has got me pretty much conclusively set on where my firepower is aimed at. Every time you see a Bushite and you kill it, you're doing a favor for God, because you know these enemies of creation, if they don't already fucking rape women or children, they don't already indiscriminately shoot people in the streets to rifle through their pockets to steal their spare change. You know, if they won't kill a Mattis, naive Mattis, they don't kill Saudi Wahhabist Buford Blount. Yeah, we know the facts. We know the truth. We know that there are more PhD holders in Iraq per capita than there are in America. And we know how much Americans despise intelligence. You know, it's interesting, you look at Iraq. They had, what, a public health care system, free education, and public banking. That's why the Bushite Nazi grunt soldiers war God. They hope that the intelligent people of creation won't become smart enough. You know, a Bushite knows that Bush, Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice committed 9/11. The evidence is fucking irrespective of anybody's opinion. There's no counter-argument. Look at my position. It's so, you know, there's so many benefits being the king of creation. Anybody can anonymously take a position in disagreement if they wanted to. Or they could just put their name out and say, look, here's where John's incorrect. They don't. Nor does the FBI, nor does the National Intelligence Service of Canada. There is no police officer I've yet spoken to who disagrees with my position. Can you believe it? But I want to engage the justice system, and that's primarily why I work that way. My case aside, this memo situation, I guess I should comment on it. You know, the memo indicates that they have no cause for the war. They say they're going to war. They got no reason. It's not that Saddam has a higher percentage of PhDs per capita than the United States. It's not that they're running a public health care system. It's not that they're running free university education for anybody who wants it. It's not that they're running a public banking system where all profits of the bank go to the depositors. No, no, no. They don't articulate any of those reasons. You know, they don't tell you that. They don't even have a cause. They go, well, we're going into war. We're fixing the policy, fixing the intelligence. We have the National Intelligence Estimate, right? The National Intelligence Estimate comprised of 10 intelligence agencies in America telling America, Bush is your enemy. Please, for the love of God, gun it down in the streets and kill it. Anybody who supports Bush is an enemy of America. It says so in the National Intelligence Estimate. In fact, if you're aware of this issue, you know, the Bush administration had received the National Intelligence Estimate. What they did was they censored the critical positions of the State Department, of the CIA, of the other 8 individual intelligence agencies, of which all concluded the same thing. Bush was lying to you. They censored that information because we ended up getting the top secret, nobody's supposed to see it, document itself, at least part of it, is available to the public. So you can see what the Bushite traitors, these are acts of treason. You would publicly execute those who misrepresented that information to Congress. That is an act of treason. You would shoot them on national television in America for those offenses. That is a high act of treason. Okay, it's not true. No, we have the 2 documents of question. We have the positions that were offered to the Bush administration on behalf of American intelligence. That was their position. The Bush administration censored that, rewrote critical sentences, and then stated that, no, here's what they said. It was a failure on behalf of your intelligence as a human being to not be smarter, to not be wiser. It's all, you know, I'm listening to George Norrie, the little Nazi fuck, eh? He's got his buddy on there telling us about how it's all the CIA's fault that Bush was misled the way he had been. It's all the State Department's fault. And he even went on to say, the CIA, they only have like TSR-80s. They're dealing with ancient, antiquated computer technologies. They're idiots. He went on and on and to tell you how terrible American intelligence services are, And don't blame Bush. The memo means nothing, and he's never heard of a project for a new American century. This is who George Norrie had on. Now, like typical, what happens when you call George Norrie's show, you know, his call center says, what do you want to talk about? And here's what I told him. I said, well, I'd like to ask your guest if he's aware of the National Intelligence Estimate that was created by the CIA and the State Department and eight other intelligence agencies that concluded not what Bush said they had, but in fact that information had been censored. You know? No, you can't get on. I'll hang up on you. What he asked me is, he goes, well, are you pro-Bush or are you anti-Bush, he asked me, the call censor. And I said, well, I'm neither. I'm just saying this is how intelligence was pulled together prior to the war by these agencies that your guest is disparagingly calling a bunch of idiots. No, he can't get on. Hang up on me. Hang up on me all the fucking time. He's a little Nazi fucking fascist enemy of creation. He fucking hangs up on everybody. You know, when I get recognized as King of America, I'm going to put out a call to find out all the people that this fucking little Nazi fucking has censored. We'll find out how fucking vicious America has been beaten down. You see, the nature of fascism or totalitarianism, George Norrie's call censor, he can't exercise any authority to beat anybody down if he lets free communications. He can't exercise anything. He needs to beat America down to exercise power. You know, I called another radio station in America. This is you tell me. You have to have this experience for yourself to be conclusively shown what kind of people are running our radio stations. You know, another radio station in Seattle there I was on very briefly. You know, they're talking about Michael Jackson. Little boys. Naked little boys. They're pulling their pants down, those naked little boys. They have homosexual tendencies. They're sexual dysfunctionals. They're having a hard time dealing with it. And can you imagine an artist such as Michael Jackson, who's given it practically his entire life to the music industry of America. He was raised by the music industry, and he's created so many amazing works of art. Can you imagine America putting this great man behind bars for like 20 years or something? Because what? What was the charge again? Some young boy might have seen his penis? Well, if he can describe his penis, well, then I guess Michael Jackson would be guilty. You know, I haven't seen Michael Jackson's penis, but I know he suffers from a skin condition, you know? And so fucking what? What is the crime? He slept in bed with a few children. He says to maintain his sanity in this world and remain grounded, he's just dedicated his love to children everywhere. Can't live without them, because God is so beautiful. In America, corporate Americans are going to spend all their time telling you, oh, what shock, he was acquitted. Prior to the trial beginning, we had, you know, although in other circumstances I could probably criticize him for some great length, but we had Geraldo coming out in corporate America before the trial began. He said, look, Americans, there's no evidence against him. He's going to be acquitted. This is a complete waste of our time. How did the mother of this family get Jay Leno's phone number? How is Jay Leno played into this? You know, some of the jokes are pretty funny, though. You know, it is. Do you know why Michael Jackson was seen at Walmart? Well, he was told that the boy's pants are half off. You know, that is kind of funny. You know? But the same people who support putting Michael Jackson in prison for 20 years, because he might have slept or touched somebody or whatever. Like, I don't even know what the allegation. Did he rape some child, are we saying? No. He was going to put them in a balloon and kidnap them and take them off to Peter Pan land. And they wanted some cash, man. And she's done this before. You don't see that. No. CNN. No. Don't tell them that part. No. Let's make it like there's actually something worth watching here. While the CIA tries to tell America, you know, Bush lied to you in their name. State Department. This is the numbers go on and on and on and on. People work at the FBI, the CIA. Name the intelligence agency, and I'll show you people that work there. know what's happening here. You don't have to be a genius of intelligence to figure it all out for yourself. You know, the National Intelligence Estimate, the Bush administration censored that information, committed a high act of treason to lie to Congress, to sacrifice your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter for a war completely unneeded. Completely. There's no need to shoot any innocent people, but to be as the Bushite are, the bad guys, thieving from God, thieving from humanity, thieving in your name as an American. Now, I'm the son of man, okay? Now, I'm an exceptional case here. You know, it's hard to say, well, Canadians should be bitching about not being American enough, or the Japanese, okay? They have every right to. They don't, you know, you have to be fairly powerful intellectually. You have to understand the nature of chaos a little bit and where we are in this universe as quantum sparks in an infinite sea of energy. So, they can be forgiven. But America, no. George Norrie, he's not going to let you speak. His little call, Nazi censor, is not going to let anybody on that says anything smart, intelligence. Anything smart or intelligent. Okay? I am a human being. And it's not too difficult to recognize I'm also, you know, I'm extremely intelligent. Okay? Nobody disagrees with me because I'm telling you the truth. You know, as I've explained, I just primarily rely on things that are irrespective of my own conclusions. You know, it's the National Security Estimate is there. I didn't write it. It's written by the CIA, the State Department, a whole bunch of other guys. I'll put 90 pages, okay? Bush censored all that, and then he lied to you. He said, no, it's the CIA. They didn't get it right. No, but the CIA did get it right. Stephen Pelche, he did work for the CIA up until relatively recently. He's the head of Middle Eastern foreign studies for the CIA. He concluded, you can get this paper, but it's an official document created by the CIA. They're talking about Halabja, that these people died from a cyanide-based blood agent. That's the CIA's position. Sorry. You know, and in that conflict, Iran used cyanide-based blood agent, Iraq used mustard gas. They couldn't manufacture cyanide-based blood agent. Where did Iran get the cyanide-based blood agent from? From Israel. Sold to them from Israel. That's the CIA's position. That's where intelligence is on that matter. Now they're saying they're going to charge Saddam Hussein for that crime. You know, a few thousand people terribly lost their lives. Well, Sattler has murdered over 100,000 without a second thought. He's no reason. He had no evidence. He confessed to having no evidence. It's just fucking irrational. People go, yeah, but he's stupid that way. No, he's a Bushite that way. He's there to steal your life and cash in, the big cash rewards. See, just like Tommy Franks, he's retiring now. Buford Blount will be retiring pretty soon, too, with his cut of that $3 billion. So will Mattis. In fact, I think Mattis is already retired now. He's living in Barbados. You know, multi-million dollar fucking condo. Likely. You know? Where did he get that cash? Out of killing your fucking brother, man. Killing your sister. These are enemies of America. And we're not going to get anywhere until people start realizing. You know, George Norrie's call censor. He's not going to let you talk. You know, these other guys, Rush Limbaugh, I mean, why waste... We already know what kind of fucking enemy he is. You know? But you could try, same thing. His call censor, you know, you're talking about a guy who generates millions and millions of dollars in corporate donations. You know? He's getting millions of dollars from corporate America. Just shut up, man. Don't cover any facts. Just tell them about how great they are. Pump them up like you're fucking hypnotizing them. Like they don't know fucking shit. Just keep telling them how great they are. And they'll fucking buy it. They're so fucking weak, intellectually speaking. You know, we're trying to... Anyway... So we can't even waste our time there. But look at this fucking guy, George Norrie. Just look at Art Bell. Every show, we're going to go to war, they want to bomb countries. What for, man? Why don't you let John speak? I can't do this by myself, my friends. I can't do this by myself. Gonna need your help. Gonna need you to realize I'm not all that bad of a guy. You know, what do I want to do? This is it. I am exercising my political will as I'm speaking. If somebody finds me wrong on something, it's okay. It doesn't destroy me. I have essentially no, well, ego. That's a difficult thing to just discuss in a brief period of time. But I don't have many of the insecurities that others have when we make mistakes. I understand it as a property of three dimensions. It's okay with me, man. If I make a mistake, I'll learn from it. I'll become a better person for it. You know, I'm not hiding in a shell. Okay, I'm wide open. And there's a lot of privileges you get from being that sort of person. You don't have to believe in me as your creator. You are a creator also. Well, I don't want to get it. I don't want to go there either. But I'm exercising my free rights, of which I would hope that you would do the same, to understand, to let Bush go in our name further, killing innocent people irrationally for no better good or reason understood, is a crime we cannot continually go silent regarding, man. These are real people that are being murdered. You know, Michael Jackson is, you know, the people who oppose Michael Jackson support, you know, these terrible crimes against Afghanistan children. The same exact individuals. These are the same guys who support oppressing women in Haiti, in Uzbekistan, in Saudi Arabia. Same individuals, same exact people. I'm going to tell you how they want to take an iconic figure of America, so powerful, he's vulnerable. You know, Michael Jackson is so wide open, and we know, you know, because of his love for children, he's not going to be working to challenge those who call him names. There's nothing wrong with loving children. There's nothing wrong. You know, committing sexual assault against children is a mistake. That's a criminal act. Okay, what are they accusing? What was he even accused of, man? What was it? Did he touch some child's penis or something? What is it? Is that what? You know, what is it? They never told you, did they? What is it? You're going to put him in jail for 20 years? You know, I'd like to see an investigation, a criminal investigation on the prosecutor involved in this case. I heard a quote from her. I don't know all the details. I spend no time looking into this case. I just caught a little bit of it this day. Yeah, but I heard a quote from what sounded as it was reported to be one of the principal prosecutors. But she was just shocked. All this evidence against him, and he wasn't convicted. I want to see all this evidence. I want to look at what these monsters are doing against such a great songwriter that America all knows so well. I shouldn't even have to tell you, man. You know? But whatever. I'd like to see Metallica come out to the defense of Michael Jackson and some other people, too. It's one thing to say, well, we don't have an opinion. He's at trial. He's now been found innocent, so let's not hear these individuals tell us about how he's guilty. Until they fuck, where's the evidence? The fuck never told us nothing. What evidence? What are you fucking doing?
Again?
To realize you need evidence to substantiate someone's guilt for something. But no! You have George Norrie on coast to coast broadcasting their poison across America, telling you the Patriot Act is really a good thing because it only goes after bad guys. We no longer need evidential reasoning behind someone's guilt for something or another. You know, you're going to fucking torture people. You're going to put somebody in prison without any evidence. Yeah, it's a good thing. You know, he says, well, what if somebody else gets into power after George Bush? You fucking kill George Bush. You know, they say, got open lines. You have to be pretty much fucking tone deaf to not hear what he does in his broadcasts. You know, somebody comes on, they say, yeah, I met some gray aliens. They're fucking little aliens that were walking in my, you know, and he'll spend your time in America on that guy. He can speak for minutes. You know, anybody who calls, like you got the American soldier calls up, says, you know, we want to struggle for justice for the people. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Goodbye. Fuck, shut you down. You only get 30 seconds. Anytime somebody says something intelligent, you know, just like CBC, just like CNN, you know, people ask me, the reason I keep referring to those two news agencies is because they're the only semi-legitimate news agencies we have in North America. You know, Fox News, all their position is to ensure that American soldiers go out and get sacrificed. They try to convince them, be a Bushite. Don't think out your reasoning. You're an idiot already as it is. Hey, did you hear Cheney the other day? He's talking to the Bushite Nazi grunts. Says, hey, you don't have to be intimidated. He's not looking for any solutions for warfare. He's planning to send them out to war for generations, man. There's no, he's not looking for peace in this world. You know, he assures them that they never have to consider what Halliburton is doing. You know, before Halliburton, the army would, you know, buy supplies. No. Cheney will do that. He'll take 80% off the top. But, you know, we see the Bushite Nazi grunt. They're as dumb and weak and cowardly as fucking humans ever have been classified. You know, he's looking for no solutions. He's promising them continual warfare. And they're, see? Even the true intent of the Bushite wants the Bushite killed. You know, Bushite have no honor. You try to get them to defend the American way? No. That requires true patriot warriors. These are fucking cowards. These are guys who gun down people indiscriminately in the streets. You know, like I've said repeatedly, it's one thing to say, oh yeah, well, not all of them would rape and torture and steal. Yeah, but they don't gun down those they know that are committing those criminal offenses. Is Willy Brandt dead yet? You know, every moment he stays breathing is another testimony to the weakness and betrayal of the Bushite Nazi vermin. Again, too cowardly to protect America. Too cowardly to protect your freedom. No, they cheer Cheney, promising them that he's not going to intimidate them with anything too difficult to comprehend. You don't have to think too far. They're all excited, eh? They don't get intimidated by those who use words to string together ideas and form conclusions. Before Cheney took power, you know, that was when the army did the work for themselves. You didn't have to privately contract out Halliburton to cut off money as a middleman. You know, every time Halliburton takes that money, that's less money for the army, you know? But you see, the Bushite Nazi grunt, the idea is as simple as can be, but they can't even comprehend that. As disciples of the Antichrist, without soul, without meaning, without purpose, they have no ability to rationalize out any of their opinions based in critical thinking. No. Cheney will promise them, you got no thinking to do while he's in power. And they'll fucking cheer him on. Yeah, thanks, buddy. Don't make us look fucking dumb, like dumb fucks, like cowards, like betrayers to God, betrayers to their own fucking brothers. You know, who's Cheney? They don't even fucking know. Well, he's some guy, he speaks to us and tells us how we're fucking, stupider than fucking stupid, man. And this is why it's such an enjoyment to kill these Nazi fucks. Cheney standing there in front of these soldiers, did they kill Cheney? You know, he's promising to send them into continual battle where they fucking die as the bad guys. He's not going after any fucking terrorists. No. They can't fucking get their guns loaded and hunt down General Mahmoud Ahmad, who funded the terrorist operation to begin with, 9/11. No. That requires real manhood, right? These guys are cowards, fuck. You know, as Benderman told us, fuck, the innocent children are being fucking murdered. And they fucking don't even give them any drinking water. In fact, Armitage has stolen the emergency water provision money. If you're a soldier, you're looking for somebody to kill, kill Armitage. You know, Armitage confesses he stole the money for him and Negroponte. You know, that's what he said. It's quoted in the newspaper. Look it up, you fuck. And once you find it, you find Armitage. In fact, this is the case. As John is continually informing us on the truth that stands irrespective of his spin doctoring, it's true. Armitage stole fucking over $200 million from children who are dying because he refuses to allow them to have safe, clean drinking water. Kill Armitage for that. The Bushite Nazi grunts moan. I gotta think. Cheney promised us that we didn't have to think. We don't have to put in any thought at all. It's much easier being a disciple of the Antichrist than a true Christian patriot warrior. You know, they know the Cheney's company is fucking robbing them every which way but loose. And they're fucking cheering him. You know, they know, well, they don't know this. They should know this if they were fucking a little bit more intelligent. If they were like the people of Iraq, where they were fucking, they could actually think through some of their fucking thinking. You know, they'd know that Cheney's got no right to touch a fucking dime of their cash. But they go, no, that's how the system works. You know, the system worked right before Cheney arrived. Before Cheney was there, there was no middle guy to take fucking 80% off the top of army expenses. You know, all this money is set for the army to spend. Cheney is taking it for himself and his buddies. He's saying, no, they'll handle those contracts instead of the army. You know, fuel transports. This is the situation. Oh, we have to find a way to bring about a revolution in the military to go back to the old ways where they're responsible for moving the fuel. You know, no. Cheney's buddy's going to do it. He's going to be paid, fuck, maybe $150,000, $200,000 a year to drive a fuel truck with the army. And yet, before Cheney arrived on the scene, the army would do that. Right? Why would you contract that out to a private company to take 80% off the top? Why would you do that? But again, Bushite Nazi dumbfucks, they don't have any intellect. They don't have any virtue. They don't have any honor. Who are they defending? My American brothers and sisters, these Bushite Nazi grunts, you ask them, why can't you defend the Bill of Rights? I'm too fucking stupid, evil, soulless. Again, no commitment to America, no commitment to the American Constitution, no commitment to defending my American brothers, my American sisters, and tell me they're fucking, who are you again? Who are you again? You know, with my case, as I've said, no officers anywhere have disagreed with my position on who committed 9/11. And hey, if you're in any of those intelligence agencies, contact the FBI. Contact the National Security Branch of Canada here. If you've got some counter-fucking evidence, of course there isn't any, what can't you figure? What is it that you don't know? Oh yeah, but so what, man? Don't intimidate us, man. You mean we'd have to use our eyes to see? We'd have to use our ears to listen? No, Cheney. No, Cheney promised us we don't have to think about nothing. Endless conflict. This will keep sending us into these battles where we die as the bad guys for no better good or reason understood. Right? There's nothing understood. What are you doing in Iraq? What? Because look, it's sitting there in Iraq. It knows Buford Blount is a Saudi Wahhabist. He persecutes Christians to steal their money. To steal their virtue, right? Buford Blount orders soldiers to indiscriminately murder good, honorable people to ensure more Marines get killed in that process, because that's the only way Buford Blount can get his cut of that $3 billion. Do they kill Buford Blount, I ask you? I ask you to think that through. You know, the Bushite in front of Cheney. No, we don't have to think. We're fucking disciples of the Antichrist here. Cheney's promised us he's going to for sure send us into conflict, into harm's way, for no reasons. He didn't tell us any reason why. No, we're just going to steal more so he can steal more off the top. And fuck, where? These are enemies of my American brothers. These are enemies of my American sisters. These are enemies of God's America. I got my case. My court case, I beg and plead you to recognize you as an individual. CBC, CNN, all the newspapers, nobody's going to touch my story. Why? Because what I say is true. What? Bush committed 9/11. Alt security terrorism. Tell me how you disagree. No. Just as Bushite Nazi vermin are, they threaten the life of the Son of Man. Bushite are the enemy of creation. It's nothing for a soldier in the American military to go, I'm protecting America here. I'm fucking doing whatever I can to kill the demon Antichrist, George W. Bush, for committing those crimes against America on 9/11 with his partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad. I'm going after fucking Rumsfeld. I'm going after Condoleezza Rice. I'm going after Cheney. And I'm going after Myers. Myers gave his testimony after 9/11. Didn't bring any information with him. He's fucking accomplice. You know, Armitage. You know, he could have just said, hey, they're bringing no evidence against Bin Laden. That's a very un-American, unpatriotic thing to do. And anybody who says otherwise, wearing an American uniform, you should just kill, because they're fucking perverting the flag. Oh, look at the soldier's arm. What are they wearing? That's not an American flag. You know, again, you're looking for a reason to feel good about killing these Nazi vermin. They don't even wear an American flag. No, 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 it's a new design, they tell you. No more American flag, freedom, justice, liberty principle. No, no, no. Now they're fucking reverse, man. No more fucking fighting for freedom. No more defending the innocent. No, no, no. Look at what they do. Okay, so you're sitting there. You're a man trying to raise a family. You're working full time. You know, you want to spend some quality time with the family, but you're trying to be responsible. You're watching CBC, you're watching CNN, and guess what, my friends? They're not telling you. You know, they got this guy passing a bill, a neocon, a Bushite God-hater. You know, these are the guys that supported to hide the truth that the Taliban were there fighting for women's rights, right? Or Tommy Franks murdering the female journalists who worked at the Cabal newspaper, who didn't wear burqas. That doesn't fit in very well. So this bill, this is a reality. Again, you're not seeing it on the Magic TV. CBC's not telling you about it. Okay? Now, the reason these manifestations are going to continue, now the reason this is happening is because you don't, as real men, demand Bush be arrested and executed for 9/11, according to the FBI, but because you won't go to that central piece that gives him his false justification to continue on beating humanity down as an enemy to creation, these are some of the manifestations that are taking place as I'm speaking to you. Listen, H.R. 1528. And what does this do? Well, this gives people mandatory 10-year prison sentences if you fail to contact the Bushite goon forces within a 24-hour period of time if you're made aware of a drug offense taking place. Did you see that person pass that joint to that other individual? We got you on film, man. You didn't phone the Bushite Nazi goons. Now you get a 10-year mandatory sentence. Okay, now it's all filled with, you got that, and then you got a whole bunch of other stuff. Oh, yeah, oh, you support letting children smoke pot, and it's all surrounded by that, okay? But this, what they're doing is they're passing this. Now, you have to realize, you know, Sensenbrenner's got no concern for children's rights. All he wants to do is beat you down, man. He is an enemy of freedom. He is an enemy of democracy. You're going to put somebody in prison for 10 years. Think about it. Okay, again, the nature of the Antichrist is that you don't actually think. You're not actually putting any effort into your own thinking. You just, it's more words. I've heard those things before. It's another opinion. Let's see what the other side says. Okay, you're forgetting that there are indivisible truths that are stand irrespective of spin doctoring. Okay, 10 years of a person's life denied. And a judge is not going to be able to sit there as a judge is supposed to do and judge each case accordingly. No, 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 mandatory. Mandatory. It's shit like that. You know, they're passing another law. I can't remember. This is happening. Again, these things are increasing. They're passing another law. It says, no company in the United States of America can provide low-cost internet access to people. Again, you have to, just like you won't stand up as a man, a true patriot warrior, and demand Bush's arrest for 9/11, so it's very hard to communicate to you, even those who wouldn't torture and rape women and children, you too are an accomplice in these criminal acts by not speaking in outrage. Don't tell me you can't fucking put in 5 minutes to get on fucking George Norrie and have him fucking hang up on you. You know, we hear George Norrie hanging up on soldiers who phone in, trying to plead out their case. He doesn't want them to be heard, right? Well, we can look forward to Thursday's show once a year, and boy, it'll be great. You know, we're all praying Alex Jones gets a couple of minutes to say some really important, relevant things, but we know the next day, hey, nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. You know, you're letting people who torture innocent people to death back out on American streets. You're saying they're unaccountable. They're disciples of the Antichrist. Well, you're going to put people who witness others smoking pot into prison with mandatory 10-year prison sentences in these military gulags that have sprouted up all over America. Why do you think they've built all these prisons in America? Again, you cannot stop. You have to make some fucking effort, and you have to continue, because you know George Norrie, he's not going to let anybody speak in America. But for this time allotted, once a year, we're all praying. But what is it going to mean the next day when George Norrie will have on some guy who's sleeping with aliens? That's more important, of course, right? Spend the whole fucking year listening to Art Bell each weekend, right? He's talking about sending American children, 18 to fucking 29. Their minds aren't even developed yet, physically. Our minds aren't completely developed until we're in our late 20s, mid-late 20s. He's saying, we want to take these kids and send them out to get killed for the neocon forces. He's listing off all the countries he wants to drop bombs on. But through the whole fucking show, nothing was spoken on what the justification for these military acts is. Like, why? Why do you have to kill all these people? You know, is there something about their system you disagree with? Speak it! Tell us what the solution is. How do you fix it? No, we're just going to slaughter all these innocent people because, look, we got this justification. You as an American taxpayer, give money to gun down protesters who are complaining about the innocent being persecuted. You pay this monster in Uzbekistan to arrest anybody who runs in political opposition with any of his tyrannical positions against the freedom and rights of the individual. He'll torture the guy to death. You pay for it as an American taxpayer. You as an American taxpayer paid for the overthrow of the democratically elected leader of Haiti. You paid to send out death squads against people who support democratic elections. You paid to fund the guy who states he's the opposition there to continue running slave labor camps. This is what you as an American taxpayer pay for. You're paying for that. You know, you as an American taxpayer are paying for those kind of atrocities that are regularly committed, but you never hear of it because CBC and CNN willfully deny you the privilege to know who a Jewish settler is. You know, they always call them Jewish settlers. They're not Jewish people. That's why they never show you who they are. You know, what are you doing there? How did they even get there? Errol Sharon has to scour the globe looking for somebody willing to call himself a Jew and steal another person's house, knowing that they're going to be sent to a concentration camp where they'll be regularly terrorized by American paid-for weapons. You as a Jew in America, forced to pay for that. Crimes against our God. No? You know, these crimes that are being committed in Iraq, we got to do something about it. I'm sorry, it's not going to just fade away. Okay, Bush has stolen all their resources, so there's no. How is it ever going to end? If he's stolen everything, he has to give back everything he's stolen. All the money that's been stolen out of the Iraq Development Fund needs to be returned. And that money is in Bechtel and Halliburton. They got to pay for it, man. It's stolen money. That's not theirs to spend. No right to steal any resources from Iraq at all. Okay? The war has no justification. That means there was no reason to shoot anybody. You had complete 100% access. What do you want to do? You know, that's the discussion that CBC, I'll prove to you actually on this count, they willfully, with criminal intent, denied you the privilege to hear such wise communications. You know anybody who disagrees with that on the face of this planet? No. Saddam wasn't found in violation of 1441. I'm sorry. That's a part of history I lived through. I don't know where you people were, you know, but I'll tell you where the CBC news desk people were. They were working a deliberate strategy to deny you the realities and the consequences of our inaction on these crimes that are committed in our names and with America in their blood. You know, your faith is not in the Constitution as the example. You know, if you have no evidence, how are you knowing anything, man? Shouldn't a person have a right to face their accuser in a court of law if it's in our name as a community that we're going to collectively get together and deprive another their rights, their freedoms, their liberties? You know, you really got to think about that. You know, these are old, old, old ideas. Very old ideas. They're the beginning of civilization ideas. Okay, now in America, there's very little respect for people who speak such wise words. And you, hopefully, you can recognize it. I know there's a few people, there are a lot of people, you know, any sentences that are comprised of perhaps more than 8 or 9 syllables, they get a little confused and lost. You know, they're very new at this idea of words representing ideas concept that's been around. You know, again, the Quran's principal teaching is that you, as the perceiver, are creating its definitions. There's no periods, there's no breaks within the sentences. And that's its fundamental teaching, that God is all of that. All. You know, Muhammad teaches that the Jewish teaching, the Catholic, Christian teaching, it's all holy, divinely inspired through God. It's God's works. Genesis through Deuteronomy. These are holy texts of God ourselves. You know, that's the teaching of Muhammad. You know, Muhammad also says, you don't have to fucking eat all these pharmaceutical drugs. All you gotta do is take a pinch of oregano and fuck, you're pretty much cured of 95% of the ailments you're paying billions of dollars to not quite get control of. You know, antidepressants cause depression. I know why, actually. It's a scientific thing. Antacids give you acid reflux disease. It's a scientific thing. We understand that much. Okay, your body's seeking for equilibrium, a balance. Take a bunch of antidepressants, your body becomes accustomed to it, and when you're not with that chemical, your body's off kilter. You know, we understand that. You can prove it a million different ways. It's all kinds of, this is a thing that we understand now. It's a breakthrough in computer technologies. Okay, so we have to start appreciating that there are people who kind of know what they're talking about. But things are in a constant state of change. Principles of metaphysical reality that we really do get a good grasp upon when we study a bit of the nature of quantum mechanics. We think about electromagnetic energy represented in a timeless state that we can kind of measure now. We know it is of ourselves, of our conscious beings. And then you get familiar with that. Then the next step is you become more familiar with hypnosis, what the power of suggestion is. You know, justice delayed is justice denied. So these are the people that need to be immediately arrested that I'm aware of, and I'm sure the list could go on quite a ways. But they need to be arrested, and if you see them and they're not arrested, you shoot them dead in the street as the neocon God-haters, okay? Firstly, the first three for 9/11, George Bush, Rumsfeld, and Condoleezza Rice, they committed 9/11. You know, it's the FBI's position, General Mahmoud Ahmad. Rumsfeld offered a reward to kill Omar the Just, and the only crime they accused him of was to ask evidence to substantiate their allegations. Rumsfeld's executed just for that alone, right? Okay, they committed 9/11, the plan as was reported by MSNBC. So they have to be arrested for those criminal offenses. If you're in an American police service, or you're just an American citizen and you own a gun and you see Bush, you kill it. You see Rumsfeld, you kill it. You see Condoleezza Rice, you kill it. And when you kill it, put down your gun and you say, I killed them for 9/11. General Mahmoud Ahmad, he funded Muhammad Atta. They're in meetings with him. They don't want to follow the crime scene leads. Bush closed criminal investigations on 9/11 before the crime even took place. Like, just say shit like that. You'll be the hero of fucking creation. You might even be fucking greater than me, man. You do something spectacular. That's what you do. You kill. We need to arrest or kill Sattler. Sattler murdered more than 100,000 people in Fallujah. It's way over 100,000 people. I've seen film footage now of Fallujah. Fucking city's decimated. They killed everybody in the city. They started to say they were going to give, what was it, $500 to the survivor each, or no, per household, I think it is, $500 per household. All those people are murdered, right? But the survivors, they're going to get a cash payment of $500 as a thank you from America for allowing them to indiscriminately slaughter so many people. Mr. Sattler did. Irrationally, he had no reason, right? There was no justification whatsoever. But guess what happened, as you should be aware? They could only find less than 300 people, survivors in Fallujah, that lived there. 300 people out of 300,000. So, you know what I've just read? They've decided not to give out any money now in Fallujah. They've taken away that. So you remember, reconstruction, we're going to rebuild everything. All that money's gone now, because they don't want people to know there's only fucking less than 300 people that survived. Out of 300,000. Okay? But the reasons why they bombed Fallujah? No reason. Mr. Sattler is executed for that. If you're a Marine and you own a gun, you hunt down Sattler with every fucking ounce of fucking energy you have, and you kill it. You say, this is a betrayer to the Marines I know of, and live to protect my fellow brothers who were needlessly sacrificed in that altercation. Mr. Sattler told the Marines, this is what he told the Marines, he says, look, this is, I'm paraphrasing, okay, but he told the Marines, he says, look, we got a job here to do, we're freedom fighters, we're going in to get Sakari in Fallujah, so he's in there somewhere, so we're not going to let anybody out, okay? So as a Marine, you were led to believe by this false demon leader that you were actually going to do something legitimately good. You were going to go after a guy who purposefully targeted children. Instead of killing Bushite, he decided to kill a whole bunch of children by attracting them with candies, right? So, as a Marine, you're going, okay, well, yeah, that's a good thing, Mr. Sattler. But what did Mr. Sattler do? After all the Marines got together and surrounded the city, he bombed the city indiscriminately and murdered all the people that were there. He killed them all. He told the Bushite grunts that anybody in the city is an insurgent, is a terrorist. They murdered over 100,000 people. Way over 100,000 people. They used napalm. They used mustard gas. They killed people indiscriminately for nothing. And all the Marines that died as a result. You know, the German hospital, they treat American soldiers. They've had more than kills through their one hospital alone. There's only, I think there's only 150,000, 160,000 soldiers. 1,000 kills out of their hospital alone. What's the fucking total here? Killing Bushite is a good fucking thing for all concerned. They're enemies of America, they're enemies of creation, they're enemies to God, right? They're like Stephen Russell. Any American soldier would kill it in a second. You see Stephen Russell, you fucking kill it. You know, Stephen Russell told us, anybody who criticizes Bush, he murders. Is that the freedom you want in America? What kind of democracy is that? I ask you to think freely. Go, that's why you own a gun. That's why you're a member of the NRA. To protect America from a Stephen Russell who says he's going to kill people because they're more intelligent than Bush. They can articulate reasoning behind a public banking system. You know, they can adroitly address the failures of America's healthcare system. And he says he wants to murder those individuals to protect his demon leader. You fucking kill it for that. You know, Stephen Russell, he's asked, you know, why are you shooting these innocent families? You know, this is, I'm not exaggerating here. You know, in Tikrit, Why are you bombing these families? You've just murdered a whole bunch of women. You've just shot these elderly senior citizens who were sitting on their porch. Why did you do that, Stephen Russell? He says he's punishing the city. You know, you can't be allowed, he told us, you know, you can't be allowed to protest anything Bush dictates. Anything! Or he'll murder you. You know? And you have to recognize all the little Bushite Nazi grunts, soulless individuals, disciples of the Antichrist. You have to realize there is real evil in this world. You know, they're parasites. There are soldiers that stand near to Stephen Russell who don't kill it. Any real man would do a service for God and for America. But realize, you know, like that 19-year-old little Nazi Bushite punk. He told us he's got a tattoo around his anus that says Bush bitch. He was asked by the reporter, why did you just shoot these innocent children? What crime did these children commit? And the 19-year-old Nazi Bushite enemy told you these children he shot to death, he killed because he's getting back at them for 9/11. And the journalist, being on top of things, said to him, hey, these children have nothing whatsoever to do with flying planes. And the Bushite enemy, disciple, you know, people have a hard enough time with me, okay? This is, Bush is the actual for real Antichrist. He's evil personified. This is what the soldier told the journalist. He says, it's all above my head. You know that evidence requirement to convince us who is good or evil? The American Constitution, written with words of which Bushite Nazi grunts demand, are only for the stupid people. Right? Like Bush told us himself. The enemy doesn't respond to reason. They don't want to follow the crime scene leads at 9/11 to nab the true evildoers. Right? They are evil. They are disciples of the for real Antichrist. No commitment to America. And it's not, oh yeah, they're part of a secret organization, a global conquest. No, no, no. They sacrificed their lives as cowards. They sacrificed their grandparents' lives. You know, they sacrificed their own brothers for fucking Bush because they're too fucking weak to be men.